Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Molly Ed Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bulls win. Time to dance, David. Get dancing, buddy.
Loosening up. Get your back ready. Chuck was dancing. We're still dancing. What a night. What a surprising night at the United Center. Rewarding night.
They knocked down
confusing
their shots.
Night.
They knocked down their shots.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
Well, I think when the Bulls play like that, it makes you feel, on one hand, great about their potential. Everybody enjoyed that. It was fun to be at the United Center or watching the Bulls on television or listening to them on the radio. On the other hand, it's like, how did the team that just beat the Nuggets lose to the undermanned Hawks team a couple weeks ago?
Well, see, that's the...
It's so frustrating and yet fulfilling all at the same time.
Well, I don't know how fulfilling it is. I mean, when did the news break that Bradley Beal, of all people, has rejected a trade to the Bulls? No, don't want to go there. Like, really? You are lucky to be in the league, man. You are like the most, you have the worst contract in the league, and you don't want it to go to Chicago.
Well, that is going to be part of the rumors. Maybe that's just the first part of the story.
Yeah.
We've got a long time.
Wait on that one.
Yeah, before that. But last night at the game, watching this team as it is, Patrick Williams responded to being benched, and you got to like that. You look at the way Lonzo Ball, very quietly, has continued to impress and amaze, really. This is one of the best stories in the league in up to this point of the season. He starts, he plays 24 minutes, he scores 18 points, and he's a difference on the court when he's able to play.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, buddy.
The bench really then helped provide a spark. You know, they outscored the Nuggets on the bench, and then they
Patrick Williams was good off the bench of all people.
Yeah, 13-0 run to start the fourth quarter, and Billy stayed with them. Really fun night. Really fun night to watch the Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not arguing that it was a fun night, but, I mean, it is still.
Did you not enjoy it?
No, I enjoyed it, but, I mean, what is today's date? We are in late January.
January 28th is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, so a week from Thursday is the NBA trade deadline.
Yep.
And this is a team that is going to have to make a decision on what it is. And I think this is a team that's going to have to decide to try to keep its draft pick and maybe get some more draft picks. And I think that if they can get, and that was a good thing about the Bradley Beal kind of rumors, the idea would be they might be able to pick up a couple of draft picks if they eat all that money. And then they would also pick up their own draft pick, which they wouldn't have to trade. And now you're in business a little bit. Now you're going to change, and moving forward, you're going to be different. But I don't know that that's happening, David. I just can't tell what lane they're in, what they're trying to do, where they're headed. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. It was entertaining as hell. But it's always the undercurrent that gets you, right? Whenever we talk about the Bulls, and certainly whenever we do crosstalk and we talk about the
Bulls.
Well,
he's not the only player that's available via trade.
I know.
There are other options out there. There are other teams they can deal with. And I think that, you know, the confusion that, and maybe that's the wrong term, but the uncertainty that we feel watching the Bulls because they have not yet declared what direction they're going to go, I think is reflected in that watching them, they should maybe be more definitive about what they're going to do this season. They're 20-27. They're in the 10th spot in the East, and we still don't know on January 28th whether or not they're going to be able to take a step toward intentionally losing and protecting that draft pick or trying to compete for a play-in spot. It's hard to do both. But I do have some degree of understanding after watching last night again and being reminded about how inconsistent this team is.
Yes.
They're consistently inconsistent.
Yes.
And so when you see them perform like that last night, it's understandable why they can lull you into thinking that or get you to believe they're capable of doing more than they are. Because just when you start to believe that, then like a couple weeks ago, they had that nice stretch of the schedule, that homestand that stunk. And you thought, well, there's five games that they could win. And then they lose to the Hawks. They lose to the Hornets. That same team beat the Joker and company last night.
Yep.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, Vooch took him out to dinner and he loosened him up a little. I mean, I'll tell you what.
A funny story about that.
Oh, yeah?
The funny story about the dinner.
Oh, tell me it.
So Gabe Ramirez, our guy Gabe.
Yes.
Chicago Gabe. Yeah, he was on the Chicago Lead with me last night, and he told the story on the air, so I feel fine telling it again. He told the story about a friend of his at a restaurant in Chicago in River North. Vooch and the Joker were dining together Saturday night. The chef went to all kinds of trouble to make it feel very welcome and
special,
and it was late. After midnight, I believe. And at the end of the dinner, the chef asked Joker if he would take a picture with him.
Oh, Joker doesn't like that.
And Joker
stuff.
Says, no. And walked
Is
away.
Is that true?
Yes.
He said no.
Yes.
To the chef.
To the chef.
Okay.
No. Exit stage right. Vooch, everybody's nicest guy, apparently, and this is the way Gabe told it, said, okay, hey, I'll take a picture. I'll be there for you. And they took a picture of Vooch with everybody there, and you know that was kind of saving the day. But Joker, after dining late and getting treated like a king in town,
he just
did not have any time for a selfie.
That's awesome.
No selfies.
But I thought that's his MO, isn't it?
Like, kinda.
Isn't he always like? Remember if they won the title and they were telling him, "Oh, the parade is on Wednesday." He's like, "I must go home. I have to go home.
I have horses."
He wants to go ride horses. And he doesn't really want to talk to anybody.
I guess.
He doesn't want to be.
But there's one thing to be that kind of introverted or whatever, but it doesn't take much to just pose for a photo. It's not like there was a big crowd around.
But not since Bill Walton have we seen a guy that can distribute like him.
So, it's unbelievable. Pastor.
So he passed.
Boom. I wish I'd have said that last night. Very well played. Very well played.
Wow.
So Joker gets a triple-double, and he's going to win his fourth MVP, don't you think?
He looks like it. I don't know.
What's slowing him down?
I've given up the MVP conversations because, you know, every once in a while a guy gets it because it's his turn. Doesn't matter that he doesn't want to play afterward and he doesn't want to – it's just weird to me how we distribute MVPs.
Whose turn it is?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the media kind of determines that.
What is that?
I that's not really
based
fair.
Based on the year they had.
Yeah, and I think he's having a heck of a year.
Yeah, he's having a great
year. And he had a big game last night. And that those are the Nuggets. That's a team that's going to compete in the West.
Oh, they're going to be there. No question.
And the Bulls beat them. And the Bulls had seven guys in double figures, all five starters.
They beat them fairly easily. They beat them off the bench, David. I mean, they you know, the other thing is, they knocked down shots, man. They knocked down shots.
24 threes. 24 threes. 24 of 53.
That's
they shot
good.
53 three-pointers.
That's pretty good.
That is crazy. 45% from behind the arc.
Yeah.
And everybody was feeling it. When Dalen Terry is having that kind of a night.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
You just know it is your night. And I was really happy to see Bozelas respond.
Yeah, no, he played well.
A lot of conversation about his role and Billy Donovan essentially calling him out on the road trip, saying basically he's not a 30-minute a night guy,
mm-hmm.
and you can't guard anybody.
Well, that's the problem. You got to work on your defense if you want playing time. That's a good standard to have and to uphold.
When you saw Patrick Williams succeeding to the extent that he did, who did you think of first?
Well, I thought of our conversation where we talked about – you know, what do you do with the guy? And I think we had agreed that he needed to be benched. And then a texter is like, why are you even bothering talking about it? And I said, because it's coming to a head. Didn't you feel like it was coming to
yes.
a head? Like they had to deal with
they
it.
They had to do something.
And I guess it's the relief he feels about not starting. Or he gets more opportunity with the second team. I have no idea.
It's been hard to figure out his mental approach or where his mind is since he's come into the league,
yes.
because there's been a lot of ups and downs.
Yes.
And I think anytime there's a player with who's a, kind of a symbol of unfulfilled potential,
right.
you wonder how they're processing all that themselves. Because sometimes, we've talked about this before, other sports and other guys, the more aware and the self-awareness that they always talk about, well, maybe he has that, that can also be, it can work against you because you're actually conscious of how underachieving you are.
I was thinking that after that last game, the what was it, 1-for-9 or whatever it was, his response in the post game was, I have game. And mm-hmm. I thought, I'm not sure you do.
Not lately.
Not really.
Not here.
And then you thought, well, he's got some game.
He does have some game. And that's what the Bulls are talking about. And that's what's yep. the most frustrating thing is that when you see flashes of potential like that, maybe it's because he didn't feel the pressure of starting. The Bulls, their starting lineup, so interesting last night because they went small. Zach and Ayo Dosunmu were introduced as the forwards. Josh Giddey and Lonzo Ball, the backcourt, and Vooch in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That That's today's NBA. Positionless. There's really not a forward in that bunch. There's just a center and four guards. That's fun. But when you shoot 53 threes, that's by design, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can get up and down. Now, defensively, you thought that would be challenging because Patrick Williams does give you a perimeter defender that can take on the other team's best wing guy.
Yeah, he's a very athletic guy.
So they got to, I don't want to say they got away with it, but they needed that if you believe that the Bulls need to win. I know there'll be some people that don't like what they saw last night. That they're probably wishing that that was an opportunity for them to fall deeper behind in the standings. But when you were struggling to the extent that the Bulls were going in, you just kind of wanted a feel-good moment. And I think that they were motivated by Bill Belichick being there.
Oh, that was so weird. That was so bizarre. I'm watching that game, and they just show Bill, and he's up in one of the suites, and he's talking to Mike Lombardi. And I'm like, what? Like, are they on a recruiting trip?
They must be. Right?
What are they doing in Chicago?
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Billy Donovan, the way I understand it, Billy Donovan and Bill Belichick do have a relationship that goes back probably about 20, 25 years.
Right.
And when he was at Florida, they did have some communication. I think it's a friendship that has lasted over the years. I don't know what brought Bill Belichick to town, but I did get word about, well, I don't know, 5:30, that he was in the building at the United Center. And then when I went down there talking to a couple people, he had spent some time in the Bulls locker room before the game, probably visiting with Billy Donovan, who knows who else. But I did not see Lombardi, but I did. You know, Bill had just walked out of the locker room when I'd got down there, and it was more than likely a recruiting trip because he's got to recruit Chicago.
Well, you would hope.
If you're in North Carolina.
I mean, have we heard who he's recruiting? Would anyone like to call and let us know? 312-644-6767.
Tom Lemming, are you out there?
I know. I'm just very curious. I mean, hey, was he at one of the high schools? I mean, someone saw him. He had to have, right? That's what confounded me. Is Bill now just traveling to games?
I think maybe he's working the NIL, and he's coming to the place where maybe a famous former walk-on quarterback now has come into a lot of money and wants to contribute to the program.
Okay.
All right. Ben Johnson.
There you go.
There you go. Tar Heel.
Do you think he knows him?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Maybe he went to
I don't think that's it.
I think he's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot going on.
He's really busy.
Yeah.